me play among the stars.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Hold on there, old blue eyes. You're not allowed to fly to the moon with certain things in your carry-on luggage. Or in your stowed-away luggage. We need to check that bag, Francis Albert, and see what you got there. Well, you get the idea. There are certain things you cannot bring onto a plane, but did you know there are certain things you can bring onto a plane that you're going to say, really? I can take that on a plane? I never thought so. Well, we will have some of them for you coming up. But first, it is time for this week's Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. Let's say you've been crunching till the cows come home, but you're still not seeing results?
Here's a few tips. Not warming up. Muscles need time to adjust to the new demands of activity. A brief 10-minute warm-up can help you reach past plateaus. Doing too much cardio. It does help burn body fat, but it doesn't create much muscle definition. Muscle increases metabolism. Also, don't lean on the machines. Lifting too light. Women are often afraid of getting big muscles or too bulky. Few women have the natural testosterone to get the muscles a man can. Choose a weight heavy enough for 10 to 12 repetitions. Lifting too heavy. Well, we don't think you're wimpy if you lift what you can in proper form. Letting gravity do the work, lifting the weight is not enough. Controlling the weight on the way down causes more muscle growth. Go slowly. Drinking sports drinks instead of water, they're full of sugar and calories, and unless you're an endurance athlete, they do nothing to help you. Not eating enough, dieting to starvation will actually slow down your metabolism. Eat 4 to 5 healthy small meals a day. And not resting. You need at least 48 hours between strength sessions. That's when most of the muscle growth occurs. That's your Fit in a Minute. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Okay, we've got a plane to catch, so pack the necessities and pack the, well, just pack what you need, okay? And we'll get to the airport. We're going to stand in line. We're going to figure out what you can and what you can't take on. So we'll let the TSA agents deal with it. And if you can't take it with you, they take it home with them. So there are some weird things you didn't know you could bring on a plane, all right? Thanks to the TSA's incredible Instagram account and some general knowledge about flying, we do know what's not allowed on planes. Do not bring liquids above 3.4 ounces in your carry-on. Leave the fireworks at home and definitely don't pack your brass knuckles. While there is a long list of things you shouldn't pack in your luggage, there's also a long list of weird things you actually can bring on board. So here are some things we discovered you can bring and always make sure to check before you fly, as rules could always change in a jiffy. The first one, antlers. Yeah, that's right. You were thinking, oh, I can't take the antlers with me. I'm somewhat attached to them, and they go wherever I go because they give me that homey, I don't know, almost like a lodgy feel in my bedroom. But yes, indeed, you can take your antlers. Though this might be surprising for non-hunters, bringing antlers on a plane is allowed on almost all American airline carriers. Most usually charge a small fee, anywhere from $20 to $200. That's not small. And they do ask that the antlers be cleaned and properly wrapped to the best of your ability. Okay, here you are. You're on the plane, you're sitting there, you're ready for the 2-hour flight that's up ahead, and all of a sudden, here comes some guy with antlers wrapped in newspaper. Aren't you going to be just a wee bit concerned about this flight? I know I would be. How big are the antlers? Are we talking about, you know, some tiny little thing that you got while you were on your hunting trip? Or some giant yak that you bagged in Montana, and now you're going to fly the antlers back to New York with you? That could be quite cumbersome. Where do you put them when you're on board? Can you stow them in the overhead? Can you stick them under the seat? I don't know. It all depends how big they are. So be judicious when choosing which antlers you will fly with. The next one, kayaks and bikes. Many airlines let you pack sporting equipment like kayaks, bikes, snowboards, and surfboards. It's worth doing some research before you lug it to the airport, though, as not all airlines allow all types of items, and certain airlines will make you break down equipment like your bike and pack it in a certain way. A kayak? You're going to show up, and how do you pack down a kayak unless you snap it in half and then it's not really a kayak? It's essentially garbage at that point. Here's an idea, and actually I heard that someone did this on a regular basis. They would FedEx their belongings, even their luggage, to the hotel the day before the flight. So, for instance, let's say you're going to fly from New York to Chicago. You've got a business trip, but you don't want to waste a lot of time having your bag searched. You don't want to waste a lot of time waiting at the baggage carousel to get your luggage when you get to the Windy City. So send it to the Windy City ahead of time. What this guy would do is he would literally go down to FedEx. He would put his suitcase in a FedEx box, send it out there the day before. So when he got to the hotel and he checked in, "I'm Mr. Smith. Hi, is there a package for me?" There it was. His luggage was waiting for him at the airport, and he didn't have to lug it around. That's a really good idea. And when you think about, depending upon the size of it, how much some of these airlines are now charging for baggage and everything else you want to carry on board, may not be a bad idea. The next one, lighters. This one shocks me. One lighter is approved for carry-on luggage, but two lighters or more with fluid must be checked in Department of Transportation approved cases. People traveling with lighters without fluid may bring as many as they want in the checked luggage. Don't you think one lighter could pose a problem? Let your mind wander for a moment as what you can do with a cigarette lighter on a plane. Why would you need the lighter on a plane when you can't smoke in the first place? What purpose does that lighter serve? See, this is what gets me. They allow certain things, but then they're frisking 98-year-old women at the airport because they think they're going to be some sort of a terrorist threat, but yet anybody can take a lighter on board. And you know what? It's not like the lighter is such a treasured thing. We're not all walking around with some fancy $200 gold Don Draper-esque lighter. It's not 1968 anymore. You can get a lighter for $1.50 at the checkout counter almost anywhere across America. So if you don't have it on yourself when you fly to wherever, if you're a smoker, you just buy a lighter when you get to your destination. I'm amazed that you can take a lighter in your carry-on baggage onto a plane in 2015. The next one, fishing rods. The TSA says fishing rods are allowed as either carry-on or checked luggage, but ultimately the decision rests with your airline carrier. So before you trek that fishing gear all the way to the airport, just make sure you can actually bring it on the plane. Okay, what goes with a fishing rod? Fishing hooks. Don't they pose a danger? They're quite sharp. Can they be used as a weapon? They sure can. So why can you bring it on there? Well, because you're off looking for some lake trout in Minnesota in the middle of this summer. Again, some very interesting decisions as to what is considered dangerous and what's not. Human remains. Here's a good one. According to a TSA rule, cremated human remains are allowed on board or in checked baggage. Some airlines do not allow crematory remains as checked baggage, so be sure to check with your airline before flying. For carry-on, crematory remains should be placed in a wood, cardboard, or plastic container, as metal urns might not be allowed through security. That doesn't bother me. Does it bother you? It might creep a few people out, but that's not going to cause any danger or create any potential situation. The next one, parachutes. That's a pretty good idea, don't you think? You can bring a parachute in your carry-on or your checked luggage. Just make sure the rig is separated from other parts of your luggage. You don't need a parachute going off at 40,000 feet during the food service now, do you not? And arrive a half hour early in case the TSA wants to ask you some questions. Yeah, I would imagine if you're bringing a parachute onto a commercial flight, excuse me, sir, why do you feel the need to bring this parachute onto flight 285? Pie and cake. Yep, you can bring your pie or your cake through security, though it may require a little additional screening. My grandmother just baked me this apple pie, and I'm bringing it home with me to Oshkosh. Let me take it onto the plane. Ice skates and rollerblades. Yep, ice skates and rollerblades are TSA-approved items for either carry-on or checked bags. So whether you're going to Canada or Florida, you will be prepared. Again, sharp items. Ice skates, rollerblades. Interesting. The next one, again, these are weird things you didn't know you can bring on a plane. Wrenches, pliers, screwdrivers. Make sure your tools are less than 7 inches long. Unfortunately, mine are. And you can bring them on board or check them with your luggage. You can bring a screwdriver onto a plane. They'll get upset if my aftershave is carried in a bottle that's more than 3.4 ounces, and all of a sudden that's a major federal problem, but I can walk onto a plane with a parachute, with a screwdriver, with all kinds of fun things, with a cigarette lighter. That's no problem at all, but Knitting needles, as long as you don't bring circular thread cutters or any cutter with a blade through security, the TSA says you can bring knitting needles on the plane. If you do happen to have thread cutters or needles with blades, just make sure those go in your checked luggage. Knitting needles on the plane as well. Uh-oh, watch out. Grandma has plans to knit. And the last one, wrapped gifts. If you're bringing them as your carry-on, which is totally allowed, just note the TSA agents might have you unwrap the gift or have to unwrap it themselves if they think they see something suspicious. So while you can bring it on the plane, it might be best to wrap it at your final destination. So there you go. Things that you can bring on a plane. And when I first saw this list, I was shocked. And I would imagine you might be a little surprised as well at this point as to some of these things you can actually take onto a plane in a post-9/11 world. Certain things, Other things, bring them aboard. So get out your antlers and fly the friendly skies. This is America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.